Chapter 8. Hay Bales. The buildings in the town of Bales were of a peculiar style. Instead of a traditional thatched construction, the roofs appeared as giant, open books facing downward, just like on Moondancer's map. They sat in neat rows as if they were on massive shelves. Little signs painted on the storefronts advertised almost one product exclusively. Books! Twilight was so elated at the sight of it, she'd all but forgotten that the reason for her visit was an unhappy one. "You're seeing this too, right?" Twilight Sparkle called to her dragon companion. She trotted onto the main cobblestoned walk, looking in every direction hungrily as if it might disappear at any moment. She wanted to commit it to memory just in case. "I'm not just imagining this entire place." Even the bright backdrop of the rolling green hills beneath Full Mountain was breathtakingly beautiful.
"Nope, it's definitely real."
Spike knocked his claw on the side of a cute store called Horsey Books to demonstrate that it was solid. He raised an eyebrow. How had a town just appeared out of thin air?
"I guess you could call these one-story buildings."
Spike chuckled at his own joke.
"Look,"
Twilight squealed as she reached inside a mailbox-style cabinet.
"A mini-free book exchange! How adorable!"
As delighted as his nerdy companion was, Spike could not shake the feeling that something about this whole town just materializing was not right. Spike had seen brochures for Daring Do, Adventucations, where actors played all the roles. Had they walked onto the set of a fake village?
"Isn't this exactly like that scene in Daring Do in the Forbidden City of Clouds where Daring finds the invisible city of Cirrostrata?"
Spike questioned. "Not really. We're not in the clouds. We're actually just east of Canterlot." Twilight began to make a stack of books on the ground. "In my personal utopia." She could not wipe the giddy expression plastered on her face.
"What was the name of that pony who made the whole city of Cirrostrata invisible in the first place? Comet something?"
"Comet Tail the Starry-Eyed," Twilight corrected, furrowing her brow. "Astronomer and sorcerer."
"Oh, yeah! He was the guy who started that ancient council thing."
"Spike, we really have much more important matters at hoof than discussing the incredible authorial talents of the great A.K. Yearling," Twilight urged. "Though there is no denying her brilliance." Twilight didn't want to offend any other Daring Do fans in the vicinity. This was a book town, after all. She thought of all the like-minded ponies she might find here and felt even more excited. Twilight Sparkle gathered her stack of books and lifted them with her magic, grunting under the weight of her haul. Though it was difficult to maneuver with them hovering in front of her, she soldiered on. Even though the signs in the windows of the bookshop said open, the streets were completely devoid of a pony populace.
"Hello!"
Twilight Sparkle called out at the top of her lungs, craning her neck around to look for some pony to question.
"Is any pony home?"
But the only sound was the clip-clopping of her hooves and click-clacking of Spike's claws. They stopped.
"Shh,"
the slight breeze whispered. A creaky sign protruding from the nearest shop swung back and forth. "Ancient wisdom and novel notions," Twilight read, intrigued. It seemed like a good place to start. The door creaked as she pushed her way inside. Instantly, her muzzle met the distinct scent of dusty old books.
"Excuse me,"
Spike broke the silence. He traipsed through the rows of shelves, shattering the reverent silence.
"If any ponies in here, we would very much like your help finding a book."
"Shh." The same windy whisper filled the room in response. But they were inside, untouched by the wind. So what was that sound? Suddenly, the books on the shelves began to shiver and shake. A chill ran down Twilight's and Spike's spines as they slowly backed toward the door, careful not to touch anything. But before they could exit, a pair of eyes peeked out of the shadows and stared right back at them.